Kana was to have six tkiyas before on Erev Shabbos to tell the people to get ready for Shabbos. Turn on the Rabbi Shmuel. Sheish tkiyas taken Erev Shabbos. Used to blow six tkiyas. Hiskel is kayat ki rishayna. I really saw this. The people in the fields stop pulling out the bed roots or malachros to make charishim or malachos called malachos shebesodis. They not crave mishron likonis, but the people working closer to the city couldn't come in. First, the faraway people came in. The yikonsu kulam kiyachdo came in together. The stores were open, the trees and manachas, and the trays in front of the stores were open. The merchandise was on it. Hiskulat kiyat kiyashniya nistakwa trees. They took in the trees and the platforms for outside. Over nilu achanuyas, they closed the stores. V'adayin cham manachas agabi kiro, kuteros manachas agabi kiro. Hiskel, let's create kia shlishes, they made a third kia, silicon masalag, they took off the food, the hitman, hamatman, everyone wanted to make katamona, makes it before Shabbos. You know, it's a little bit of a kasha, because the Mishnah says you're allowed to make katamona, hafilu ben hashmoshes also. Right? But I said, matchilu lo yishmek katamona beforehand. Vehidla kamadlek, then they make adlok neris, vishoyik, they tliya zda cotton, they wait till how long it takes to cook, roast the small fish, oik, they lahad big pas betaner. They waited this amount of time that you put the pot in the tanner and it'll get a little bit burnt, a little bit baked. But the keya, then they'll make it kiyom riyah with keya. V'shevis, then they'll be mikabah Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Shemati, shembo lahadlik achar sheish tkiyas madlik. If you want a light till hadlokas neris after the sixth kiya, you're allowed to. Why? Shere nitnu chachom mishil lechaz nakneses lehoylich shofu lebeisim. His avimineri is that the shofu is muksa. So if when he blows the last kiyah, it's already Shabbos, how does he carry the shofar? Elamai, they blow the last kiyah and it's not Shabbos yet. Therefore, if you didn't light near Shabbos, you should know it's not Shabbos yet. You're allowed to light in near Shabbos. Or Maloy, the yet back, no. Imkein, the satel of rechlish yurim. It depends on how long the chazan has to go home. If he lives closer, so they'll only make it like 2 minutes before shkiyah. If he lives far away, 5 minutes. Is that mistarva they gave the shurim to last the sixth kiyah? Elo Avada, by the last kiyah was mamish right before Adlokas Neris. That was right before the last one. That was right before Shabbos. They blew the last kiyah. No, the person that blew the shofar for the chazan is holding muksa. Elo Mokem Tznua Yeshto LeChazan Knesset Brosh Gagoy. He had a hidden place there where he hides his shofar. Shasham Maniach Shofar. Why the Fishay Metaltlim? Because you're not allowed to be metal to shofar, lo yesa shofar, v'lo yesa chatzoytzois. Hey, it's muksa, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry a shofar or a chatzoytzois. So therefore, the chazan ha-knesset, when he blew the last kiyah, to tell everybody, it's Mama Shabbos right now, the second afterwards, he put it down, and he hid it in a mokum, he didn't go home. So nafkamina is, you can't light at lukas near Shabbos. If you got the light before, after the sixth kiyah, you can't light anymore. Fred Gemara, is this true? V'atanya, shofar metaltel. We learned another brisa, so shofar, you're allowed to touch on Shabbos. A shofar is not called muksum. But a chatzoytzros ain't metaltelim. A chatzoytz is like a big trumpet. That's your muksa. That's not allowed to touch on Shabbos. So chutz estira, are you allowed to touch a shofar on Shabbos or not? Shirashi learns, shein metaltelin afilu b'shus ha-yochid. Heis als muksa, you can't carry your shofar even in your own house. Why is it Rashi fish a kof of roishin? It's bent over their head like our shofis. For royal lisha by mayim, you could put water inside it. For lisha is a tinnik and let the tinnik drink. Hey, it's the small part of the shofar you put inside the tinnik's mouth, and on the big side you pour water in and make a bottle out of it. So since it's royal to use the shofar on Shabbos, it's not called muksa. So it's a stira. And tomorrow, oma Rashi chatzaytzrois that zichem muksa dom. Why pshuta? A chatzoytz's trumpet was a straight shofar, like straight out. V'ena ruya el litzkoya. It's only used to blow it. You can't store any water inside it. V'avidaba shel machtel yisim. V'osim mishum muksa. That's a real muksa chatzoytz. It's only used to blow to make noise, and that's also to do on Shabbos. So that's all called the kli shel machtel yisim, which is muksa. And the Gemara on Marav Likashim. Kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur. Is that that we say a shofar you're allowed to touch? That's a shofar shel yochid, a private person. Like Rashi said, a private person could use it to feed his tinnik. He doesn't have a bottle, so he'll put the small part of the shofar in the tinnik's mouth, and the big side will put the water in, he'll use it. And kan b'tzibur. As a netziva, poshna means in shul, there nobody uses it to drink with. It's only meant to blow with. So you're not allowed to blow on Shabbos. Therefore, it's called a kli shom laftal yisr. Omalei abaya. Why are you saying a private shofar is not muks? It's called a kli. Because you could drink. You could give a tinnik to drink water with it. You'll pour the water in on the top side and let it go through, and he'll drink with it. For the more, but tziba nami, the same thing. A shofar shall tziba should also not be muksa. I'm only out to like us that are poor people. So drashi latinik oni means shalat tziba lefanasoyim. His parents can't afford to raise them, so the tzibah takes care of them. So now when they come to shul, the chazna knesset has to feed him. So multiple geyer that even in shul, you use this shayfer as a type of a bottle. So melech shver, filu a shayfer that belongs to the tzibah, should also be mutl a tautl on Shabbos, because it has a purpose, a use leheter. So a kli, that's mlachtel yis, a mlachtel heter, avadar has a heter to touch, alisa sar gufa, there should be sometimes it's mutter. So Lamaisa Taisus Rashi doesn't explain too much. Rashi sheet is a little bit shver. Taisus goes with the Anoch, like we passed him, that even a kli shem lachta liyisr, much like a hammer, you're allowed to use a tzer gufa tzer mekaymai. If you want to use it for purpose of heter, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Now our Gemara says chatzaitzus amuksa is a pshat is not called a kli at all. It's like chzer and tis. Or yemavato the shem kli at all. It's not called a kli at all. Therefore, tzachamadik amuksa fill tzer gufa. It's not mutum. But avada, a regular kli shom lachtel yisr is mutl sar gufa sar mekaymli. So the Gemara that's saying it can't be metalted now wants to say it not just time with the kli shom lachtel yisr, but it's a more chomadik yisr. It's like a kli that miyachad leimokim never to use it. It's not called a kli at all, the chatzaitzrois. But I call upon him, we have this theory though. Once you say that a shofar is called a kli because it has some use, you could drink with it. Even shel tzibur, it's a stir of the brayser. Then even shel tzibur should also be mutter. So it's a stir. How come one brayser says shofar is mukser on Shabbos, and one brayser says shofar is mutter on Shabbos? V'su, I have another kasha. Hod etanya is another brayser that says kishen shematatlan es hashofar kach matatlan es hachatzitzreis. Says Mamar's three sheetis here. Hey, this last brayser is matter both of them. Zay chatzitzreis and zay shofar is mutter to matatlan Shabbos. So the three-way stereo in the three prices. And for the Gemara Mani, who could this last price go like? Elo like Hashe, there's no stereo. There are three different Mani Yom, and they'll get to Hilchas Muksa. Ho Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda's sheet is that he holds for Muksa. Ho Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's sheet is he doesn't hold for Muksa. We'll soon see in Ho Reb Nechemia. One goes according to Reb Nechemia. So Rashi. Ho Reb Yehuda. Top Rashi, or Rabbi Yehuda, Shayfe metalto, the bright, the middle bright that says a shayfe you're allowed to touch. The chatzaitzus ain't metalto, the chatzaitzus you can't touch, the muksu, because the chatzaitzus is called muksu. Abul shayfe, teres clear love for them in liyil. Hey, the shayfe attack all shayfe samutam, because the shayfe is roy to drink with, it's called a kli. Mashenkin chatzaitzus is not roy to drink with, it's a pshut, it's a plain, a type of a shofar, it's not turned over, you can't drink with it, it's not called a kli. That goes like a Yehudi shrit that holds for muksa. Shashi ho, diktoni tarvayim etalt, not that the second last brisa said, both to the mamuta, that's from Shimon he. The lesle muksa doesn't hold for muksa, at least in certain cases. So, you have to say, the chatzaitzus, even though it's called a kli shom lachtel yisr, like Reb Shimon, it's muta, ha-koporn matzor gufa, tzor mekaymai. So according to Reb Shimon, even chatzaitzus amutum the tzor gufa tzor mekaymai. In the Marvaita Hodik Tani, af shofar metaltum, that is the first brisa that said you can't touch a shofar or a chatzaitzus. I, the kasher is a shofar, is called a kli you could use. Why can't you use it on Shabbos? The Teretz is Reb Nechemia. It goes according to Reb Nechemia. He's the most machmir geir to muksim. To Yomar, he says, afilu tarvud, even a spoon, a ladle, afilu talis, even a regular talis that you wear, and itolun elitzarach tashmisham yuchid, you're only allowed to touch a spoon for the purpose of eating with it. For no other purpose you're allowed to touch it. Who was in a talis? Even a klisham lachal heter, according to Nechemia, it's only mutter to touch for its purpose that it's aimed for, a beged to wear. But if you want to use a beged to move something with, to clean up the floor with, it's usur. It's called muksa kontem nechemia.
Right.
The male is good, why even a shofar is usur kontem nechemia? Because the ika purpose what use a shofar for us to blow. So even though sometimes you could use it to drink with, so it's called a kli, but according to nechemia, even a hetadik kli, even like a spoon, it's only mutter to use a spoon for eat with, to drink with, to use it. But for another purpose, it's also. That's a Nechemia's Chomodik Eshrita. Mitzvah will see later on in the Sechta what the Hezbri is, why he's Machmas so much. Some say the Gzeri Meshum Oitzor, we don't want to touch anything on Shabbos because we're afraid we'll carry it outside. So the only Matthew is things that you need for the purpose of the Kli, that you have to use. But for any other purpose, there's other Gzeri, you may carry it outside, we don't want you to touch anything. Right. So the Gemara, Umay Shofer Nami It's a shred that breaks of a mechemia. What do you have to say? Chatzoisis is also wasa form. Madoch, a shofar is also. Pshita chatzoisis is also. The kol shchein he. Hayu v'yeni rola gemaya by tinnik. A chatzoisis you can't use for anything. It's not even right to drink with, to let a tinnik drink with. Ela, shofar, the tiny ratio. Who chatzoisis? Now the pshat is when the ratio said a shofar, it means a chatzoisis. The chatzoisis, the tiny v'seifa. That the seifa said a chatzoisis. Who shofar? The Yishtani Shemaya Kedem Chizda, that we change around the names. As if it would have first said Chatzoitzis is also, and then say Shofar is also, that's good. First it says the less Chiddish, Chatzoitzis is also, that's Muksa Quantum Yuda. Then it says even the Chiddish of a Shofar is also, Quantum Nechemia. But the Kasha was, the Braisa first says Chatzoitzis is, his first says Shofar is also. So Shreel was have to say again Chatzoitzis, treat the Chatzoitzis is also. That there it says, it goes to Quantum Chizda, we change around the names. That we call a shofar chatzoitzois and chatzoitzois shofars. So tomorrow, Kirab Chizda, the Yom Rab Chizda, Hani Tlat Milu. There are three things: Ishtani Shemayu. The names changed around. Michichor Beis Hamikdash. It's after the Churban Abayis. They took Laderach. They got famished. They changed around three names. Chatzoitzosam Shufra. They called the chatzoitzois a shofar and Shufra chatzoitzosa. They called now or shofar chatzoitzois. Middle when the Braisa first says that a shofar is awesome, you know what it means? It means the chatzoitzos is awesome. So that's one chiddush. Chatzoitzos is muksam. It's not roy for anything. It's only roy to blow with. Then the Braisa says, a chatzoitzos is awesome. It means a shofar, which is a bigger chiddush. Even though a shofar is called a kli, that you have some heter from it, you could use it to drink with. But the mechem yeshitu is, you can only use the kelim for its purpose that's aimed for. So the moral of my nafkimina, what I have to tell this chiddush that he changes around the names? L'shoifa sh'rosh Hashanah. So drash l'shoifa sh'rosh Hashanah, ain't taken ela b'yoysoi sh'amorot k'edin chatzoitzuis. You have to know, right now, if you go out and ask the people for a shoifa for Rosh Hashanah, you have to ask them for a chatzoitzuis. Because they call now a chatzoitzuis a shoifa. So therefore, if you want to make sure to get a kosher shoifa, you have to ask for a chatzoitzuis. Vu shoifa. Oyim bo'a morot lisho b'may yitoka, or else if an Amoret now comes and asks you, why don't we blow with on Rosh Hashanah? You have to tell them you blow with a Chatzoitzos. Because today now, they call a Shofar a Chatzoitzos. So that's enough to mean. Right, another thing that changed around the Yitzhak Korban Abayis is Arova. That's something we use for the Lulav. And Tzitzifah. Tzitzifah is a Apostle of Arovis. And Tzitzifah Arova, they changed it around now. L'mayinav Kamina Lulav. He says, now if you want to buy a kosher or a rovis for the lulav, you have to ask the Amoris for a tzitzifah. And if you ask them for a rova, you'll get a posel a rovis now. Trashi tzitzifah, that's psula lulav. That's a posel a rovis. The ola shalo ogle, the leaves of a tzitzifah is round. The corner shalo loven, stem is white. Kedarmina basuka. So middle now, if you want to get a kosher one, you have to ask them for a tzitzifah. Because they changed around, the names are Rovis to Tzitzifah. Who are then Psura Psurta, and Psurta Psura. The Mainav Kumin, Lamekach Memcha. Trashi Psura means Metrilo Hoyakurin, Lagodol Psura. The bigger one is called the Psurum. Ulektana Psurta. And the smaller one is called the Psurtum. The Yachshav Nishtana, now it's Pumfakert. Mainav Kumin, if I sell something, if you want to sell a Psura, you have to know you're going to get now a smaller one. And if you want to get a Psurta, you get a bigger one now. So you have to know what they're called to know what it is. Yeah. Right. Omer Abaya. Af onu nemar. We also have another thing that got changed around. Hu lilo and bekosa. These are different types of stomachs in the behemoth. We'll soon see in the gate of Trephis. That what we used to call hu lilo, now they call bekasia. And bekasia hu lilo. That's what the people call it now. These are two different stomachs in the behemoth. Le minaf kamina, what it's called. Le machet, if you find the needle, shenimtsois be'uvei beisakoisis. If you find the needle, after you make a shchit on the behemoth, you cut open the behemoth, and you find the needle inside its stomach, in the beisakoisis, that's one of the stomachs. Is the mitzad echod ksheira. If the needle only comes out one side of the skin, it's still kosher. Because we say on the other side of the beisakoisis is protecting it. Mishneit sodim, for if the needle comes out on both sides, then it's a treifa. So to nafkmina, what's called the beis hakoyses? There's only a kulum in the needle coming through the beis hakoyses there. Since there's a lot of fats on the other side, it covers it up. So to nafkmina, what is called the beis hakoyses? So today, if you hear them saying huvlila, that's the mukkan that's called the beis hakoyses. That if the machet comes out on one side, the needle is sticking through on one side, it's still kosher. So Rashi af onu nemer. Another thing got changed around. That's one stomach of the behemoth. That's another stomach. Is Bekasia. The Yachshu of Nishtan now is Pumfakir. Hamasis of Trashi, who are Somich Le Beisakoisis. The Masis is right next to the Beisakoisis. Also, Segalgal, Kiminkadr, it's a round thing. Klipas. That's a lot of different Klipas. Skins around it. Harbe kagalga, like a bull shirachaim. The curve in the abdomen, dark mud, and the sides is very thick. Beisak koisos, that's life hakeris, that's the end of the stomach. Shakurin pansum. Vyeshboy uvis, very thick there. Shakurin dublon. Vyetoichoi also kimin kois, and inside it's made like a kois. Uve is thick kois, beisak koisos. Doifin kfula means two sides folded over. Udvukim akiflayim zebezebishuman. And the two sides flapped over is like stuck together with fat in between it. So mele mitzadech, if you have a needle that's sticking out on one side, shlenike vele echod min akiflayim. Only one of the two flaps the needle went through. It's luk shera. Shechaveri seismoi. Since there's another flap there, the other side of the beis hakoyses covers it up, it's not called the trefa. Other means base sodim. If the needle goes through both sides of the base akosus, shenikfu shneim, the needle, both sides of the needle went through it, then it's a trefer. Of the base akosus, dafkin, the end of the keris, and the base akosus, who the equal fluga, here you can make a chilik, bein sadech, between the needle went through one side, lishneit sodim through two sides. Avobiyamasis, mashenkin, and the masis, the first part of the stomach, afilu mitzadechon, even though the needle only went through one side, it can't see the neck of on the outside. Ein ze stima. That's not called the stima. Because by the base of masters, the covering on top is a very thin covering. So if the needle went through one skin already, it's already called the trefum. So it's enough to mean what's called the masters, what's called the base of kossos, to know if the needle went through one skin, is it a trefum or not? Now if you mean is the other side thick enough or not? No, even this much alone is like called a treifa. El zicha, and no, that's a shal and treifa. Either it's seifel and nokev, it will zicha become a nekev by itself. It can't heal up now. It will eventually die the way it is. That's called a treifa. Omer Rav Ashi, af onu nemar bebovel. We also have another chilik. What's called bovel? Bovel bursif, and bursif bovel. The beginning bovel was bovel and bursif or bursif. Two different places. Now they changed around. They call Bovel Bursuf, and they call Bursuf Bovel. So the moral of my nafkamina, what you call the two cities? Nafkamina is Legite Noshim. The guy told giving a get to an Isha. So Drash Legite Noshim, the Kaimalam B'nei Bovel Bekim. Halacha is Metchila, when he gave a get, to bring it in Chutzlarts, you have to say before Nechtam, because we're afraid people in Chutzlarts don't know Dinim Lishmo. So you have to say Klo before Nechtam that was written Lishmo. Mashenkin Bnei Bovel, people live in Bovel, the Talmidei Chum there, they always say they're Bekim in Lishmo, and you don't have to say before Nechtam. So the Kaim Lom Bnei Bovel Bekim, Shetzarech Lichtov Get Lishmo, there the people know, the Seifer, the right to get, know, you have to write a Get Lishmo. The Amevi Get Mishom, if somebody wrote to get in Bovel, and sent it now someplace else to give it to his wife at someplace else, and Tzarech Lema, the Shliach that brings the Get to this new place, Before Nechtam. He does not have to say, Before Nechtam, get was written in front of me. Because we know, and since it was written in Bogom, Shita was written Bekashris, it was written Lishmo. Ubnei Shararotzas, the people living in other cities, ain't Bekim. Anybody in Chutzlaritz is not Bekim in the Lochis of Lishmo. So the ganze shan the Gemara Gittin, what does it mean? It's only chumer the rabbanan, because a miyat of the mitum, a miyat of people are not bekim l'shmo. V'tzarech achshav, therefore, now, v'tzarech achshav v'nei bursif, he bovel. O bovel, shel achshav, he bursif. It's nagayat to know where get comes from. For get comes now from bursif, you should know you don't need before enough for an echtam. Bursif now is zikha bekim in l'shmo. And if the get comes now from Bavel, you have to say before and before Nechtam. Because they're not Mekim and Lashmo now in Bavel, in the name that we call Bavel now. Vein Amoritz, Kedermina Bialma, Bur Shafilu Shinot Lomemov. So that's one Nafkamina. Nafkamina is to know exactly, really, where is the place Bavel today. So today they call Bursiv Bavel. So the get coming from Bursiv, there the Shia doesn't have to say before and before Nechtam. Mashenk, the Shia coming from Bavel today would have to say before and before Nechtam. In every get, you have to write the mokum where you gave the get. So nafkamina, what we call the place today, if you write bovel and you're in bursif today, it's okay. But if you're going to write bovel and you're really in bovel right now, it's no good. Because today, bovel is called bursif. So nafkamina, what you have to write inside the get, you have to write the name of the city, what is called today. Hadron Lech Abba Madlika. Sati Mishnah. Kira. Kira is a type of an oven, not really a tanner, it's a type of an oven. A kira, they didn't have stoves then. A kira is like, usually it's a kli, but it's put inside the ground. You hollow out like a square inside the ground, and it's enough place to put two pots on top of it, and usually have coals on the bottom of it, and then you put the pot inside it. So it's a type of a kli, but usually the kli like was inside the ground. So a kira, you have this type of an oven that shesikuhu, you made the fire with what? You didn't use good coals. Now you made the kasha v'gavu. You made the heat matchil of the fire with type of straw. It's a cheap fire. I mean, the fire's going to go out. It won't burn too long. The kasha v'gavu, different type of straws. So trashi, kira asuya kimin kedera. It's made, it looks like a big pot. V'noistnim kedera b'teicha. And you put a pot inside it. And a kira uses a mokum to put two pots inside it. Kashas Rashi Zanvos Hashibolim. That's the side pieces of the zangin of the stalks. That's like the straw that falls off. Gavavom Hanigvav Minasoda. So if you say it's the dried wood that you pick off the ground, also type of straw. As if you cut off the tefuah, what falls down to the ground, nigvav, you collect it together minasoda. So if you burn it, if you made the kira hot with this type of a coal, is noisnim oleha tashom. You're allowed to put a tafshil on top of the kira. Now we're going to see in the Gemara exactly what does noistin mean. You can learn one shot noistin means you're allowed to make shia. That means you're allowed to put it on there before Shabbos and just let it stay on the kira throughout Shabbos. You just allowed to let it cook. Since you put it on before Shabbos, it's the chiddush it's mutter, the shia alone is mutter, just to leave it there. That's one shot to say noistin. Noistin means you're allowed to leave it on it. Another shot noistin means chazorah. That means pshita, you're allowed to leave it on. If you put it on there before Shabbos, pshita. No, it's even mata chazara. That means on Shabbos, you took it off the kiram, and now you want to put it back again, that's also mutter. So, there's a shal in the Gemara, what does noisna mean?
Is this kira covered up?
No, not covered up. Because that it's only has a fuel from kash and gavavo, they go out very fast, we're not afraid of any gzeris, shemayachta here. Marshenkein begefes uveitim. Let's say you burned, you had the fuel of the kira, was from good wood. Or else gefes like Rashi, that's psoilis shel shumshimin. That's the sesame, the shoitzio shumnin. After you squeeze out the sesame to get the oil out, then the psoilis of it. Right, that burns very well. It burns like eitzim. So now if the kira was, the heat came from burning wood or from burning sesame, is alocha loyitin. Then you can't put something on this kira, even though you put it before Shabbos, like poshlemin shia. You can't let it stay on it throughout Shabbos. So, right, the Gemara is unclear also, what does this loyita mean? Does this loyita mean you're not allowed to leave it on from even from before Shabbos? Or else loyita means on Shabbos you can't do chazara. There's one side to say shia means where you put it on before Shabbos and you're just letting it stay there on Shabbos. There's a side to say that's mutter here. No, loyita means if you take it off the kira on Shabbos, you can't put it back again. And the other side is no. Loyita means even shia. Even just to leave it there from before Shabbos, that's also awesome. Because it's a gzeira, maybe on Shabbos not going to be cooking so well. You're to come to hit up, to hit the coals, he'll hit the wood to burn better. And you make an ash, you make bishul then. So it's awesome. Ad, what's the Yetzer? Ad Sheyigrei. Either you take all the coals and move it to the side. Poshet Sheyigrei just means you move the coals to the side. Like you make a hecker that you're not going to hit the coals anymore to make it burn well. Because we see you're pushing all the coals just to the side, so mashma, we don't want to use it anymore so much for cooking. Unless you put like dust or sand on top of the coals. That's like our blech. If you put something on top of the coals to cover up the fire, also, it's nicker, you don't want to cook anymore. And you goof for making the coals a little bit cooler now, so there's no gzer in the middle of Shabbos you come to hit up the coals to make it burn better. Since you do one of these two mices to show you don't want to cook it on Shabbos. So that's the Eitzah if you're using Eitzah Megefes. So Rashi Gefes, Achi Yigrei, Rashi Yagecholim. So you take out the coals, Mishom. The Moisif Hevel, because coals make it burn better. The time of Parishna of Periklia, we said the gzer before, Shem Yachta Begecholim. As coals man, you have the coals there, we're afraid maybe going to come to heat the coals on Shabbos. So there's one son, even she is us. Even though you put the pot there from before Shabbos, still it's us to leave it on top of such a kira, because we're afraid in the middle of Shabbos, you're going to come to hit the coals to make it burn better. So the answer is, oh yeah, either you take the coals out, or else, oh yeah, cheitin efer, the trashi, agabi gecholim. You put some dirt on top of the coals, lichsaisum, to cover up the fire, ulitsananum. That's Rashi Shita, that Lechura Blech, will also have to make a little bit cooler. As when you're putting dirt on top of coals, it does two things. It covers up the fire, it's a hecker, and it also cools it off a little bit. So that's a little bit the Shaila about our Blech. The Kuriyat say our Blech also cool it off a little bit. The heat doesn't go so good, Avada cook better if it would be on the fire mamish, we are cooking on the top of the Blech. That's why some Shita like say the Blech has to be a nice thick Blech, a tefach wide. That mamish will make it like it won't, the heat won't go so through. But even the way we do it, it's also right. There is a little bit sananon. It's a little bit cool. It's not the same heat as if it would be mamish on top of the yesh. So you need one of these two things. Then it's mutter either for Shia or else who didn't see the mutter for Chazor. If you take something off the blech on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back on the blech. Providing certain tannaim, you didn't put it down, we'll see later on. Now, Veishama Yemrim Chamit. So, what Peshem is going on. He says only Chama means hot water, it's mutter. Poshita means even after you make roof and ketumah, it's only mutter to leave it on the yesh, make shia with hot water. Avolei tavshul. But a tavshul means something solid, like a chicken or a kugel, that's also according to Beshamai. Trashi Beshamai yomrim, noisten oleha chamin acha shegorfo. As if you took out the coals, you let her put hot water on top of the kirim. The leitzrichel of shulei, because hot water doesn't have to cook so much. The lekel of migza shem yachta. Mel there, there's no gzeir shem yachta. Mashenke in abu leitavshel. You can't put a kugel or chicken according to Beshami, even when she alone would be awesome. The nichle lebishulei, because a kugel, the longer it stays on the fire, the more it gets cooked, or cholent, the longer it's there, it's cooking more. The yoslach tuye, because all the gzeir, maybe you come to hit the coals. So even though you made a groof and a ketumah, still it's no good according to Beshamai. So here it's a shalom to show exactly what does groof mean. The Ran brings down some like groof means when you deek for the shalmi, you have to take all the coals out of the oven. All the coals have to come out. But then the Ran asks, when this Rashi is course not like that, because if groof means you take out all the coals, so how is the shalom for Beshamai should make a zeron, but a kugel you can't leave on top of the fire? Why? Because we're afraid maybe you can hit the coals to make it burn better throughout Shabbos. But you took out all the coals. That's why the Ran learned, as I said before, the just means groof, you push the coals to the side. Like you make a hecker, you don't want to use the coals now. But amount of the coals, the eights of them are still in it. So Mel Halt Beshamayim, even putting it to the side only helps for water. Mashenkein, for food, for tapshul, it's also. Because it's still the gzeresh, it's still more also lach to you. We don't do groof. We don't do ketumah. Either one is good. Sham Yarmit, yeah, right. Abla says, Basil Yarmim, though, we hold like Basilul. Cham and Vatashul, no. Once we have the groove for Rektuma, then it's mutter even to leave a tashul, even leave a kugel, or a chicken on top of the blech, it's mutter. That's Basilul Shita. As you make these hekar, you make a groove, or you make a ktufa, that's enough of a hekar, we're not afraid now you come to hit the coals in the middle of Shabbos. This is one machlokes Basham and Basilul. Right. Another din is Beishamai says Noitlin, you're allowed to take the food off the fire, off the kirim. You're not allowed to put it back in again. Rashi loy machzirin b'shabbes demechze kimavashel. So the chura b'shamay now is talking about chamin the chura that b'shamay before said when you have a kira that's gruf and ktuma, you're allowed to leave chamin on top of the fire from before Shabbos. Like you're allowed to leave make a shia with chamin. So b'shamay though that's only shino shia. That means if you put it there before Shabbos and it's still there, it's okay. But if you take it off on Shabbos, has b'shamay ein machzirin, you're not allowed to put it back again. Is b'shamay ein minoitlin? You're still